is a quiz I gave some years back. I thought it would be good to cover here, but let's see what you know. I think there's like 18 or 20 questions here. But how much do you really know about Christmas? I call this section Dates and Mates. All right. This is not being nice to me again. Okay, for the journey to Bethlehem, Mary, did I skip one at all? Okay. If you didn't see anything else, then you're okay. For the journey to Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph, letter A, walked. Letter B, Joseph walked. Mary rode a donkey. Letter C, they rode a rented camel. Enterprise camel, whatever. Or D, who knows?
I'd say A.
They walked. Yep. I mean, if he was more financially stable or whatever.
Yeah, more open community.
Okay. Others?
Trying to distinguish between reality or at the top or what up, what's it like all the time. All the stories and stuff that you see.
Well, the way to take a test, a multiple choice test, is to the process of elimination sometimes too. I've taken some of the hardest IT tests there are, and usually it's like one was 6 hours long, and basically it was like two were ridiculous, but you had to know what they were to make them ridiculous, and then the other two were possible. You're supposed to pick the best one, so you try to work your way down. So who thinks C? I'd probably eliminate C because it uses the term rented. You know, that sounds like a joke or something, right? What are the others? Walked. They both walked. Joseph walked. Mary rode a donkey. A lot of times they show a picture of her like 9.5 months along, right? She can barely, the donkey's like, come on, right? Or walked, or who knows? So the right answer to this, it doesn't really eliminate them, but we just don't know, right? The Bible doesn't tell us. It's just like Mary went to visit Elizabeth. How did she get there? We don't know. She probably walked, but that's a guess. You know, we don't know anything of her family. You know, did she have siblings? We don't know any of that. Right? So anyway, the answer, the Bible gives no record. And the challenge is that there's been a lot of tradition added to the Bible that creates this storyline that doesn't actually exist in Scripture. In fact, it actually in some ways undermines it. This doesn't really undermine it. How far along was Mary when they traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem? Most people, the story is always, what's the traditional storyline? They have to go to Bethlehem, and Mary's way far along. She's going to pop at any minute. You know, surprised Jesus didn't get born on the way, right? And then they're trying to find a place because, you know, maybe she's even breathing hard. You know, come on, we need a place to stay. And then there's this inn, and the innkeeper goes, hey, we're packed. Sorry, I do have a stable, right? This is the storyline. Okay, and so, woo, get him in there, and all of a sudden, there's the baby Jesus. And it's like, well, I really don't think that's like the story at all, right? We think probably that they went to Bethlehem well before she was due. And we'll talk about why in a minute, but you know, we've created this scenario that doesn't exist in Scripture, and it doesn't hint at that. We do know that Joseph became aware of Mary being pregnant, and there's no indication that Mary told Joseph anything. What are you going to tell him? It's of God.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That happens every day. No, it's like, there's no indication that she told him, here she is found to be with child. That's a discovery. And he was a righteous man, was minded, I'm thinking King James now, so sorry if it doesn't flow well, minded to put her away privately. He was going to divorce her, which was betrothal, required a legal action to break, right? And his only solution was she must have been unfaithful, and that's there. And the God had to tell him what was going on. And then he went and immediately took her as his wife. And it's very possible that then they had to travel to Bethlehem, right? Well before she was ready to bear that child. So she was at least 3 months along because she spent that much time with Elizabeth. But it could be anywhere along the way. But there's nothing that indicates that she was ready to have the baby when they traveled to Bethlehem as well. Okay, here's another one. When Mary became pregnant, Mary and Joseph were married, just friends, betrothed, or none of the above. This one's easy.
Betrothed,
which means they're legally engaged, and the only way to break betrothal, you're not together as husband and wife, but you're legally engaged, and the only way to break it is to divorce. Okay, so that's what Joseph was going to do. So the letter C is correct. All right, how about this one? When Mary became pregnant, letter A, Joseph married her. Letter B, Joseph wanted to dissolve their relationship. Letter C, Mary left Nazareth for a while. Letter D, an angel told them to go to Bethlehem. This is more complicated, right? This is a thinker. Letter E, both B and C. Letter F, both B and D. I'll let you ding, 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 a little thinking music here.
We were watching too much Jeopardy.
I haven't seen Jeopardy in a long time, but that's the tune I'm thinking of. Something I can't get it in my head. Ideas?
I'd say number E.
Letter E. Okay, so you're saying B and C. Who else? Joseph? Any differences? So that is actually accurate. Now, this is a very general question. These didn't seem to happen at the same exact time. But both B and C are true, right? Mary left Nazareth for a while, 3 months, immediately, and Joseph wanted to dissolve their relationship. That is also true, though they didn't happen simultaneously, but the question is a very general question. All right? So far, so good? Here's the next one. Christmas has always been observed.
No.
I saw a big, long, it's a friend, he's a missionary in Utah. And he's kind of like, I don't know, arguing for Christmas. And I don't really argue against Christmas, but I'm like, you have to put Christmas in its place. But it's like, why Jesus was born on the 25th of December? Or why, you know, why? It's like, I don't know why that's a big deal. The Bible doesn't tell us. So it didn't make that big of a deal, right, in the Bible. But anyway, Christmas has always been observed on December 25th, on January 17th, on September 30th. By the way, there's arguments for at least general dates on the section, or none of the above. Pam says D. Ooh, we have a second. Any discussion to the moment?
No, no discussion.
No discussion.
I mean, September the 30th, like 3 AD, sounds kind of cool.
Well, some people argue that Jesus was conceived in December, and then therefore he must have been born in September. And there's different logic, and I'm not saying it's wrong to try and figure it out, but I certainly wouldn't fight over it, right? Answer D, December 25th was selected late in the 4th century as the day to celebrate Christ's birth. Often it was not observed at all. The Puritans thought Christmas was a pagan thing and did not observe it. So even the pilgrims, they worked on Christmas. They thought it was frivolous and worldly to do that, because there oftentimes was worldly celebrations that went along. It had nothing to do with Jesus. And you're like, that sounds familiar, all right? Kings and wings. What was I thinking? Who directed Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem? Herod? An angel? Caesar? Or God told them in a dream? This one's harder, I think. C as in yes? In Spanish? See?
No, no, it's in Europe. I don't know.
Yeah, my kids, they memorized like 20 verses of Luke chapter 2, but it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So Mark is correct. C on C. C, Spanish, C, yes, for C, yeah. So.
Because the Romans, the only thing you want to remember, because the Romans ruled.
Yes, yes. So they weren't told. Joseph was told things in a dream, and even to relocate in a dream at different times, but this was not one of them. It was the decree of Caesar Augustus. So even God works sometimes in secular, non-revelatory ways, right? That's just the way it is, so. So you never know what God's doing.
Well, Caesar wanted it, so he knows how much money he's going to get back.
Right. It's ultimately a registration for taxation. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. And what would you think of in Joseph's mind? I mean, even if Mary was just 4 months along or whatever. Anyone here? I mean, you're basically being required to quasi move. Because the registration was not automated. So you were basically were doing a temporary relocation for an undetermined amount of time. They were in Bethlehem until they were told to flee Bethlehem. Possibly up to 2 years they were there. Can anyone here like to move? Yeah, well, you think it's bad now. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. Right? But it's hard. And then also, too, what if you're a tradesman, a carpenter? You're going to be moving someplace where you have to compete, where carpenters already exist. You know, there's your livelihood, all of that. And was Joseph working for somebody else? We don't know. You know, did he just work on his own, fixing and building things on his own? We have no idea. We know that Jesus followed in his trade, apparently, for a while. But we also know that he was very poor. How do we know that Joseph was very poor?
Because he didn't have a donkey.
We don't know about the donkey part, right?
He had doves.
They offered, when Jesus, when they make the sacrifice, after a child, you have to come and the days of purification offer a sacrifice. The lowest, cheapest offering, if you couldn't afford a sheep or a goat, was doves. And that's what Mary and Joseph offered. They were not wealthy people.
So question, when did When did Joseph marry
Mary?
When did Joseph marry Mary?
Yeah, and Marily married Mary. he married her, obviously, before she bore Jesus, before they went to Bethlehem.
He made her his wife.
Right, but it was probably well before because she was found to be with child. That doesn't take 9 months. That takes, 3 or 4 months, or maybe even people know you're pregnant before you start showing or whatever. So it was probably early on, and God had him marry her then. Now it says he didn't touch her. They didn't live as husband and wife till after Jesus was born and all that. But why would God do that?
Kindness.
What kind of kindness? So what's there? And this might even have impacted Joseph's income, by the way. Mary would be considered immoral by everybody else that knew her. You know, when Mary accepted this blessing, everyone else considered her immoral. Because that doesn't happen. And how are you going to try and argue that with anyone? There's no evidence that they ever tried to justify it. It's up to God to figure it out. But I believe he took Mary, God had him marry Mary, Marily, for her protection and out of kindness, because she has a husband now. You're not a pregnant lady walking around with no husband. So it's her reputation, even though 30 years or more later, Jesus is still being called a son of immorality. That's how long that stuck. And can you imagine Joseph trying to get a job with the judgmental, self-righteous people and having no idea that Joseph is raising the creator of the universe, the very Son of God? But how are you going to try and say that? You don't say that. You don't argue that. That's God's problem. In a dream, Matthew chapter 1. But Joseph knew, Mary knew, but who else is going to believe?
Nobody.
Right, so I don't know that there's any argument that they're trying to say, yes, this boy, is virgin conceived. And it's like, there's no conversation because no one's going to believe you. You have a bad label for the rest of your life. That's what they accepted before God. And that we don't often understand that in Christmas. There's a lot of harsh things in Christmas, right? In the Christmas narrative, which is a couple of years, not just a moment in time. The Bible says very little about the actual birth of Christ. It's everything before and after, right? There's only one little passage that talks, one verse that actually says anything about the actual birth of Jesus. Everything is afterward or before, right? So anyway, yep, it wasn't an angel here. It was Caesar that moved them to Bethlehem. And it's interesting that God worked even through that, prophesied before that Bethlehem was going to be where the Messiah would be born. And as I said, we do not comprehend the ways of God, but God is working his plan, okay, even now in our day. Just what is a heavenly host? Maybe that's where I got the wings at. Letter A, an angelic choir. Letter B, the welcoming angel in heaven. Like a host at a restaurant, or host. C, an army of angels. D, none of the above. Ideas? Think of the Old Testament.
Well, it said that, I can't remember who it was, that the somebody was having a battle and they weren't that many, but said there was an army of people all around them.
That was Elijah, right?
Okay.
How about this? Josh was getting ready to go into battle. And he's there, and all of a sudden there's someone standing there. And he basically asks him, friend or foe? Are you with us or against us? And he says, I am captain of the host of the Lord. Does that help at all? I think didn't Joshua have to take his shoes off then at that point and stuff like that? So what does that sound like? It's letter C. Host is army. We don't think of it as that way. This is a total side note, but a former pastor of mine had played in a band before he was saved, but he said there was another band called a host of others. So they always say this person, this band singing, and also a host of others. But a host can mean just a large number, too. But usually it's an army, captain of the host of the Lord. How many angels spoke to the shepherds? A multitude? Two, Gabriel and Michael? Maybe it was a duet. One? Or letter D? Who knows? That's always a good answer, right? Who knows? But if the Bible says, then we know, right? We know.
It said that somebody told them to go.
Yeah, so we know that one or more angels spoke. How many spoke? Oh, now we're quizzing you. David's looking it up now.
Doesn't it say a great multitude?
Spoke to the shepherds. That's what we're talking about here.
Oh, directly to that.
One. The angel said to them, right? So it's a single angel spoke to them, and then all of a sudden there's a multitude of the heavenly fellows praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill to men. We memorize this with the kids, so that's why I'm doing the actions to it. Yeah. There's so many truths connected to this, but not usually the ones we emphasize, though. Not the ones we usually emphasize.
So they were so bad that they couldn't even get them in the court. They
were considered unreliable. Yeah. What song did the angels sing? O little town of Bethlehem? Joy to the world? Glory to God in the highest. None of the above. And I will apologize ahead of time.
I think B.
Anyone have any other input?
I think it's C.
Do you? C for D? Or C, as in, what's my question? Luke 2:13, they didn't sing, they said. Okay, if you pick C, we'll give you a point. David, you get a point, because they did say glory to God in the highest. Now, some people argue they could have sung. But the word is said, not sung. Okay? So, we sing about the angels saying. Does that make sense? We sing about the angels saying. So, we have added things to the story at times. But a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, okay. Though I love a men's choir, it's just one of the most profound things to hear on the face of the earth. Barns and yarns. Must have been a late night. The baby Jesus was born in a cave. B, a manger. C, a hurry. D, a barn. E, who knows?
I'm gonna say A.
Cave, okay.
Oh, come on, somebody disagreed.
She did. She said E.
All right, thank you.
Others? How many say A? Raise your hand. We have one. How many say B? How many say C? C is probably, well, first baby, usually not in a hurry for most. D, on a barn. My dad would always ask you that. Don't you know where I was born, Dad? Right? Close the door. Were you born in a barn? That's the, some of you don't even get that. Okay. And then letter E, who knows? Letter E, we aren't told where Jesus was born, only that after his birth, he was laid in a manger. Now that makes people extrapolate and say, it must have been a barn, and it must have had all these features and all of that. That is really an extrapolation beyond culture there, but we'll talk about it. But most of the crutches and stuff like that are goofy somehow, but usually by who's attending, not what is there, but any crutch works because we don't know where Jesus was born, right? What animals were present at Jesus' birth? Cows, sheep, camels, donkeys, A and B, A, B, and D, none of the above. Well, let's see, what do they grow in? Oh, I don't know. That's a good point. This should be somehow got renumbered.
Oh.
I'm recording, otherwise I could fix it on the fly. So this is F and G. F, G. Got it? Sorry. I didn't catch that. Good point. So if you say D, you get two chances. Seized. So cows, sheep, camels, donkeys, cows and sheep. Cows, sheep, and donkeys. Or G. This is G. I don't want to correct it on here. I can mark it with marker, but there was a CEO of our company that I worked for that wrote on a whiteboard with permanent marker. No, he wrote on this screen, actually. He had a drop-down electrical screen, and he wrote on it with permanent marker. You can do what you want when you're a CEO, but we also had to reorder a new screen. The letter answer is G. See, now I fixed it. How that happened, I don't know. But the Bible doesn't say anything about animals being present. Now, let me ask you this. Were animals present when your baby was born? Or when you were born? And it's like, no, normally parents don't let cows or sheep or donkeys. You don't want a donkey around because they spit, right? Camels, and then donkeys. You don't want any of those around, right? But we extrapolate and say, well, because there's a manger, there must be animals. And so then we have a crutch with all of these animals. It's like, please do not disdain the testimony of Joseph and Mary and their ability to parent their child by having animals all around, right? Wouldn't happen. None of the above are indicated at all in Scripture. It's indicated because of the manger itself. What is a manger anyway? A barn? A stall for animals to spend the night? A feeding trough, or a Greek term for crib. Feeding trough, letter C. Anybody else?
I'm going to say just for fun or D.
Okay. Yeah. It's funny, when I grew up in the Army, When I was in the Army, I was in for 4 years, but I lived in the barracks for 1 year before I married Jane. And one of the ways people talked about their home was the crib.
Yeah.
You going back to the crib? Crib? The answer, Peggy is correct, is a feeding trough, right? That's why the people say, well, there must have been animals if you had a feeding trough. Well, it depends. Is the feeding trough portable? Some of them are wooden. That's what you see a lot. I think the one on the front, is that a, in the crèche up front, is that a, looks like a wooden one maybe on the communion table. Some people say it might have been more of a cave dwelling and then it would be carved into the wall, right? But we don't know. We don't know any more answer, but it is a feeding trough, right? That's what a manger is. When did baby Jesus cry? When he opened the wise men's gifts? Because he didn't get what he wanted? Whenever babies usually cried? Letter C, when the cattle started lowing? Or letter D, he didn't cry. No crying he makes, because that's what we sing. Okay, we have a D. D has been...
B as in boy.
Bravo is what we used in the phonetic alphabet in the military. I was a radio operator, so...
Alpha, Bravo.
Charlie, Delta, Epsilon. Echo, actually. I'm getting confused with the Greek alphabet. Foxtrot, golf. So, any... Well, it's true, the Bible doesn't say, but the Bible doesn't say anything different, so I would expect that he was fully human, is fully God, so he would have cried. There's no indication that Jesus didn't cry. So I think that's a good argument otherwise. There's nothing that says no crying he makes. That's a suggestion that crying is a result of a sin nature, not a wet diaper. Right? Sometimes kids cry when they're sinful. Sometimes they just cry because they're hungry. Sometimes they just cry because you're home and you're tired and you're ready for bed and they're not. Ask me how I know. Signs and lines. Joseph's family was from the hood. No. A, Jerusalem, B, Nazareth, C, Bethlehem, D, none of the above. Joseph's family was from.
I'm gonna say D.
D as in dog.
Yeah.
Delta. You say C, Bethlehem. Others? Luke 2:4, because he was the house and lineage of David, he had to go to Bethlehem, right? So that's where they went. By the way, that's where we, well, I'll not talk for a little bit. Because I think there's other questions. Who saw the star over Bethlehem? Mary and Joseph, shepherds, the three kings, both B and C. These are in order. A, B, C, D, E. Notice that? Both B and C, and none of the above. E, you say echo, none of the above.
I say C.
C, the three kings.
Because they followed the star.
This is another apology one. This is actually a trick question, kind of. None of the above. Three kings are not mentioned in the Bible, only in songs, right? There's the three kings.
Oh, yeah.
They're not kings. They're wise men from the east saw the star and visited Jesus, right? So this is kind of a trick question. We sing about three kings, but they're not mentioned in the Bible, only in songs. Though I like the song. I usually change the words to like the wise men or something like that. What sign were the shepherds to look for? A star over the stable, wise men visiting Jesus, a baby in a manger, both A and C, none of the above.
C.
C is correct. A baby in a manger. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, right? So yeah, that was their sign. There was no star. There was no anything else. They were told by the angels, and that was it. They didn't have any more additional revelation. They were just sent to go look, and they found a baby lying in a manger. So how do you look for a baby lying in a manger? I don't know. Well, Bethlehem is big enough, and probably just like everybody kind of has a garage. Everyone has a place for animals and stuff because you're growing your own food a lot. Most of the people are in some way, shape, or form. But a baby in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And the Bible says, and they found Mary and Joseph and a baby lying in a manger. Ta-da! So I don't know how they found him. It doesn't say. So, what did the innkeeper say to Mary and Joseph? I have a stable out back. Let her be. I'll see what I can do. Letter C, there's no room in the inn. Letter D, all three of those. Or letter E, none of the above. Mm-hmm. Haven't you seen enough Christmas plays to know?
There's no room in the inn.
Actually, E, an innkeeper is never mentioned in the scriptures, so he obviously didn't say anything. There is no innkeeper, and when you think of inn, do not think of Holiday Inn or Roadway Inn or whatever. That is not, that is what's portrayed in all of these different, you know, plays. Even Peanuts probably get it wrong even, you know, the Charlie Brown Peanuts thing. What's the one with the poor kids? What's that called? The No, but they went and did a play. It's a
Just the Most Amazing Christmas,
I think it was, and I think that had something to do. They got there. There was no room in the inn and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, there's no innkeeper mentioned in scripture. Okay, and if I'm trying to remember what I have next, so I was looking. Had different ones I was working with yesterday, so I'm not sure which one I remember. But we'll talk about the inn and innkeeper in a moment if I don't have a question for it. An innkeeper is never mentioned in scriptures, and yet it's one of the prominent characters in a Christmas story, but it's extra biblical. Wise guys and testing lies. How many wise men came to see Jesus? Okay, we don't know. The Bible doesn't say how many, only that magi, wise men, came bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So that's where they get the three. From the study I have done, most people think that the wise men, it wouldn't be just like three guys traveling in a VW, like from the east, or their three camels or whatever. Because of who they were, they would have had an entourage, possibly up to 200 people. It would have been a caravan, not three guys. Doop, 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 doop. You know? You know? Someone playing a ukulele, whether it was, right? You know? So it could have been a large contingency. These are wise men. These are upper echelon people from the east. They would have had servants. They would have had people cook for them, care for their camels, set up their tents, tear down their, all of that, right? So they weren't like this little blip. They were like this big thing, whatever it was. That would have been most likely what it would be. But we have no idea. if there was three of them or 30 of them. Or fit, we don't know. And then their support element that goes with them. There's the logistics that you need to carry that. You don't travel alone. You even travel with protection. So you have soldiers, you have cooks, you have, you know, servants, all the people that do all of that. Because you're a wise man. You're a magi. Okay? So, yeah, there might be a few wise men that go in to visit Jesus and deliver the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but think of what the street looked like out front of the house, right? What in the world are magi? Eastern kings, magicians, astrologers, wise enough to follow the star, or none of the above? C is the best answer that you can find here, and that is actually accurate. Astrologers who dabble in the natural sciences, they were stargazers and stuff like that, but they were, you know, a wise man back then just didn't do one thing. They did lots of things, and one of them was to look at the stars. And astrologers at times, Daniel was considered a magi, right? He was one of the that group kind of thing. So they're counselors, things like that, but they often were told to interpret dreams and things like that. And remember, the king said, no, you interpret the dream without me telling you the dream. How's that for making sure you know what you're talking about, you know? When the wise men brought their gifts to Jesus, they found him in a manger, a house, a barn, none of the above.
B,
a house? Do they,
What? I made that up?
I think you're just adding to scripture as we go here, Mark. Additional revelation. A lot of crutches have the wise men and the shepherds there. That never happened. The wise men, as part of a Christmas story, is out of, it's anachronistic is what it's apart from what the realistic time was. It's the time is out of order, right? So the shepherds found Jesus lying in a manger. We don't know what it was in. I would suggest that it was probably attached to some kind of dwelling. But the Bible does say that when they came, no. Matthew 2:11, he came in a house. So they didn't stop by. They were not there at the same time as the shepherds. In fact, there was a significant time frame. In what books of the Bible will you find these fascinating facts? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew and Luke. Mark and Matthew. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This is not too hard. The answer is letter B. It's only in those two that we have any of the Christmas account. And we're talking, when we talk about Christmas account, we have to talk about way more than, like I said, Luke 2 has one verse that tells about Jesus being born. One verse. Everything else is before or after. And we seem to focus on the one verse and miss a lot of the before and after, and even the significance of the before and after. But it's Matthew and Luke.